Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. Our mission week in and out is simple, to cherry-pick the new release schedule for albums worth your lunch money and a couple of tunes worth downloading on their own. It's really that simple. Here we go. We'll start with a band of Texas Mavericks that call themselves Explosions in the Sky. Maybe you know them from the incidental music in Friday Night Lights, or maybe you're a fan of instrumental post-rock. Those that do know Explosions in the Sky tend to be evangelical about them, swearing that although they never listened to experimental instrumental music, Explosions in the Sky have captured their hearts and minds with experimental instrumental music, unlike any they'd heard before. I won't go that far, but their new record, All of a Sudden I Miss Everyone, is indeed a wild ride, full of huge sonic soundscapes featuring even bigger melodies. These are tunes that start slow and finish big, and tunes that do the reverse, but at all of it soars. This is one of the rare cases where our podcast, which only offers short snippets of each tune, is going to do a serious disservice to the music. Explosions in the Sky don't make songs that are easily sampled in 20-second bursts. But let's do it anyway, just to give you an idea of where they're coming from. Here's a piece of The Catastrophe and The Cure. From Explosions in the Sky, we head towards Ireland, and for what's my money, the most important export since U2, The Frames. We jumped the gun last week and offered up a sample of a tune from their latest record, The Cost, and we'll do it again this week because The Frames have made a must-own record, even if it's a little slower, a little sleepier than their last few. It stacks ballad upon ballad, but every one of them is memorably written and delivered with stunning grace and precision. Frames fans will be surprised but thrilled by The Cost. Newcomers might just now be meeting their new favorite band. The Frames are that compelling. Here's a piece of a tune that nicely makes their case, one called Song for Someone. That's The Frames. From Ireland, we hop to Canada for Chaos. In Canada, he's a hip-hop household name. Here, not so much. I'd like to say his new record, Hymns for Disco, is going to turn things around for him in America, but probably not. It's a little all over the place, a little unfocused for most folks to know what to do with it. On a lot of these tunes, there's element of Outkast, D'Angelo, Cody Chestnut, and The Roots. And on some, he's rapping, others, he's straight up singing. We can definitely recommend downloading Electric Heat, a tune that nicely matches some old-school rhyming with some next-level production. It's exactly what a lot of folks would like to hear more often from The Roots. Take a listen. It's Chaos. Every single word in the verb wild style. This is not a mission, it's a riddle lifestyle. I'm still in the struggle and I see the light dial. Turn it to 10, ascend within the profile. Can you feel it? To the beat, y'all. Let the music play for the people. And if you're down to rock, whether you're ready or not, yo, guess who's back with the sequel? Oh yeah, I just do. That's Chaos. Remember Jill Cunniff? She was the leader of the Beasties approved Luscious Jackson, a band that for all their press, for all the huge tours, didn't prove all that memorable to as many folks as you might have thought. More on that in a minute. That said, Cunniff was always likable, and it always seemed like a shame Luscious Jackson disbanded in 2000. You can make a case that their best work likely lied not far ahead. Now, 7 years later, we get Cunniff's solo debut, a record called City Beach that's a tribute to Coney Island and surprisingly sunny and tropical for a city girl. This is upbeat stuff, highly danceable, more than a little cheesy in places. But Luscious Jackson fans are going to find plenty to love here. And while I can play you a few that sound a lot more like Luscious Jackson Part 2, this one's interesting in its own right. A summer song a few months early, one called Lazy Girls. That's Jill Cunniff, and I'm not sure if it's good timing or not, but on the same day she'll release her solo debut, the folks at Capitol have decided to release Luscious Jackson's first greatest hits record. Short record, right? Not really. Luscious Jackson is a band that greatest hits treatments suit well. It boils their catalog down to just the essential moments, and while they didn't have many huge hits, it makes a case for not just how quickly they matured, but how strong some of their non-hits were. And more than anything else is the Beastie's Mike D suggests in his liner notes how ahead of the time they were. Check this one out, Why Do I Lie? A tune that's neither hip-hop nor all that funky, but instead features the incomparable Emmylou Harris on the guest vocal. For some reason, it's hard to believe this one's 10 years old, and yet it is. Not to be me when I see all the weakness that I turned into sickness. I still think I can slide just fine on the ice. That's Luscious Jackson. This week also sees the release of the sophomore record from Victor Krause, a session and touring bassist who's worked with everyone from Carly Simon, Elvis Costello, and Emmylou Harris to Graham Nash, Lyle Lovett, and Jewel. His new record, 2, features a batch of stunning instrumentals that fuse rock, folk, and funk and are augmented by a guy that's pretty much the drummer's drummer right now, Matt Chamberlain. Plus, there's a trio of tunes with guest vocalists, Lovett, Ben Taylor, and Sean Colvin. Lovett's vocals come on a cover of Tracy Nelson's I Could Have Been Your Best Friend, the biting kiss-off Bonnie Raitt made famous. We're fans of virtually anything Lyle Lovett sings, so we recommend a download. But here's a listen anyway. You know it turns its back on you. Oh, I can't make it through without your company. I only wish I knew why you won't comfort me. I thought that I could count on you. Hear me cry now. That's Victor Krause from his new record, 2. From there, we offer our last pick of the week, a tune from Southern Culture on the Skids. These Chapel Hill misfits, famous for flinging fried chicken at their audiences, return to record stores this week with Countrypolitan Favorites, a set of covers that's just pure, outright fun. There's tunes here from Don Gibson, CCR, T-Rex, and while a lot of them, like the swingers' anthem Let's Invite Them Over, are funny, one of the most compelling is a straightforward reading of Tobacco Road, a tune that's been cut by everyone from Bruce Springsteen to David Lee Roth. This version, southern fried, loose, and funky yet authoritative, stands as one of the sharpest Tobacco Road covers ever. Here's a listen. That's Southern Culture on the Skids. We'll be back next week with another run through the new release racks. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.